tonight, so not zero. Tonight slowed down to about 64. Tomorrow, small risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area. High temperature in the lower 80s. Saturday, some widely scattered storms are possible during the daytime. High 81. Then scattered thunderstorms Saturday night. Then we have what could be a significant severe weather threat perhaps on Sunday, entering the state in the pre-dawn hours of Sunday morning and then moving across the state during the daytime hours, including the threat of tornadoes. So get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A bill that would give Governor Kay Ivey more control of the state parole board has made it past the Senate committee. If passed, the bill would require prisoners convicted of murder, rape, and certain other crimes to serve at least 85% of their sentence or 15 years before being released. Alabama lawmakers are close to abolishing judge-signed marriage licenses. The House Judiciary Committee approved the bill on Wednesday, and now it moves to the House floor. Under the bill, couples would get a marriage certificate notarized and returned to the courthouse. And a triple shooting is under investigation in the Lowndes County town of Mosses. One of the victims is in critical condition. Aaliyah is helping with this investigation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Lowe's knows you're the gardener who does it right to make your flower and vegetable plants thrive. We do it right, too, with deals like 5 bags of Miracle-Gro All-Purpose Garden Soil for just $10 during our Spring Black Friday sale. Grow delicious vegetables and herbs and save on Bonnie plants, now 4 for $10. Find Spring Black Friday savings like these throughout the store, but hurry, because they won't last long. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details, U.S. only.
If it's electrical, we do it all. We'll be there for you anytime, day or night, and we'll get it done. We'll do it right. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
North Carolina, where part of downtown Durham was leveled by a natural gas explosion. At least one person was killed.
Nearly 3 weeks into spring, a major blizzard is about to pummel the Midwest.
Warnings are in effect from Colorado to Minnesota.
New developments in the nationwide measles outbreak. 8 new cases confirmed outside New York City among hundreds of cases spreading.
The Attorney General says he believes the Trump campaign was spied on.
The House Energy and Commerce Committee grilling representatives from three of the nation's biggest pharmaceutical companies over skyrocketing prices.
In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears headed for a historic fifth term after his main rival conceded defeat.
And for the first time, we see a black hole.
And as with all great discoveries, this is just the beginning.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. TGIF Eve. Thumbs up Thursday, by the way. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card for Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there. And maybe Rosterman will let me put his name in there. Let me go back to the phone to Rosterman. Rosterman, you still there?
Yes, sir. Please put my name in for Sweet Creek. Let me tell you, I took my girlfriend to Sweet Creek and Fresh Market on the same day. Oh, she loved it. It was great. We had a great time, man.
Give me your month and day of birth, Washington, man.
August 10.
Did you get that, Joey?
I did.
Well, Washington, man, if you win, I'm going to meet you down there when I have lunch.
Hey, man, listen. Sweet Creek is so awesome. That was my first time going down there. And I got the Scuppernong, what is it? It's a Scuppernong
cider.
Punch. Yeah, cider. Oh, my goodness. It was so good. And look, they got the best cheese straws. Oh, my goodness. It was, yeah.
Wait till you have a Cuban sandwich. That's my favorite down there. And the and the camp stew and the ribs.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to do that. But we're going back. We're going back because we loved it. And our Fresh Market was awesome, too. And, I spent a lot of money.
There you go, keeping the economy going in Montgomery.
Oh, my goodness, it was great.
I hope you introduce yourself to the Ingrams and told them you're a Dan Morris Show listener.
I asked for them, but I don't think that they were there when I went there, because I asked for them, and they were, I don't know, I didn't get a chance to see them, but I definitely look forward to meeting them.
Let's continue on with our conversation.
Yes, okay, so check this out. So I feel like this, Dan, is that, you know, we as conservatives always talk about folks being self-reliant and doing for themselves, right? Well, if people are trying to be self-reliant, but they are, there's the thumb on the scale where you can't get the proper loans so that you can do these things. How do we fix that? And that's where the reparations discussion came from, is that, okay, it's not a check. Don't write me a check. I don't want that. I want an opportunity to do something for myself. So that's what I'm saying. The reason why the whole credit score thing came up was like, okay, well, if you get a house and you can't, you're irresponsible, then you're toast. You're done. You blew your reparations. You're done. But if you're responsible...
But there are programs like that. For example, Alabama has a first-time home buyer, and you can have a terrible credit score, but if you go to a class and you learn how to manage money, allegedly, they will basically get a house loan for you. The foreclosures in those were off the charts, and they were made for minority populations.
What I'm saying is to connect something like that and say, this is your reparations. That's what I'm saying. It's like, put the emphasis on the person. Say, your reparations are not going to be a check. This is it. This is what your opportunity is.
Right. I'm just telling you that that's going on right now, and particularly happened in Alabama.
But it's not connected to reparations. They're not saying that this is reparation.
No, it's opportunity.
Right, but I'm saying, what do you say to these people that are crying for reparations? They are crying for a check. I'm saying no check for you. Let's connect these programs and these different things to reparation. You want reparations? Here you go. This is your opportunity to get a house. You can do these different things, these different programs that are out there. As you say, they exist. Let's say that this is what that is. Pass some kind of bill saying, opportunity is your reparation, and whatever that consists of, half price on tuition or whatever, just whatever that is, it's not a check, it's an opportunity. Do you agree with that?
I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying that, I mean, for example, half price on tuition. What is a Pell Grant, for example? That's a zero cost on tuition.
But they don't connect, call it reparations.
What I know.
It's not called that.
And what they're going to say to you is, well, I'm already getting that. So I want reparation. I want a check. Because I'm already getting a Pell Grant.
Well, that's asking for a check is ridiculous. And like I said,
I agree.
The thing is, it's about opportunity. The Booker T. Washington way of doing things would have been like, give me a chance to do something. Let me have an opportunity to do it. If you want to call it reparations, it's reparations. All of these different programs. Let's have a portfolio of all these different things, and this is reparations. Participate in this.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm just saying that they're going to say, well, all that stuff already exists. I can get a Pell Grant. I can get a first-time home buyer in Alabama loan. But the default rate of those things have been tremendous. And then you had the zone banking, where a bank had to give a certain number of loans out in the zone where they were. And that it created a whole bunch of banks that closed that were in bad sections of town, so they didn't get zoned for those people.
Right. So why would that not be called reparations part of it? That's what I'm saying.
Because it's already been done.
Well, I don't know, man. My question then is, how do you answer that question about reparations? Because that question is still on the table. There's still people that have been systematically eliminated, from opportunities.
No, I think,
deal with that?
Well, but I think that the answer is exactly what you're saying, is that, well, you do have opportunity now. You've got an opportunity because you can get a Pell Grant. So instead of half price tuition, you get zero tuition. You pay nothing. And the government is picking up the tab for that.
Okay, well...
Same thing with loans.
If it was a portfolio, a group of things that's like, okay, sign up for all of this, and that's reparations. You could do it onesie, twosie, or I can get a Pell Grant, or I can do these different things, but you have to go through the bureaucracy of doing that.
So this is this is like a matter of messaging or packaging, essentially. Right, okay.
Rusty, man, I appreciate the telephone call. Enjoy the conversation. Right. You have a great day.
Thanks,
see you, buddy. Let me go to Jonathan Jay. Jonathan Jay, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Appreciate the show.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm going to have all my thoughts together, so hopefully I'll be somewhat coherent. Reparations stems from slavery. Is that correct?
That's the general... That's the thought you're getting. Okay. Reparation because you had something... You were deprived of something.
Okay.
In the past.
And also Jim Crow and some other things. But yeah, slavery is the root of it.
If you look back in my genealogy, almost any direction you go, my family owned slaves and a great amount of slaves and actually made a lot of money off of those slaves. But when the Great Depression came, everyone that I can find in my family lost everything that they had, which would be everything that they gained from those slaves. So there's nothing you can trace from those family members that owned slaves and benefited from them to my generation today. And everything that I have worked for. Yes, I grew up better than some, and I was given opportunities that some do not have. But as far as finances go, stuff, objects, I don't have anything that I didn't work for. And so I don't understand why I should be paying for benefits that were robbed from other people that were lost 80 years ago.
I hear that. Okay.
That's why I'm getting confused.
Well, see, that's the problem is there are going to be so many different circumstances, and you're going to have to basically have a debate on each circumstance.
Okay. I don't see how this can be anything other than just a money grab or another entitlement.
Of course it is. Anytime somebody's trying to get something out of the government, it's a money grab.
I try to find a logical way that I can say this might be good because of X, but I can't spin it any way and find any way. Can I get in the drawing for
you soon
again,
Jonathan? Give me your month and day of birth.
27 November.
You got it, buddy. You're in. We're doing the drawing tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's pick up on the Julian Assange WikiLeaks founder arrested in London.
We've got breaking news for you. And I have to tell you, the pictures are shocking from London today, where Julian Assange's long standoff with international authorities is finally over. This is Julian Assange. He is 47. British police removed the WikiLeaks founder from Ecuador's embassy this morning. Clearly, he did not want to go. He has been inside since August 2012, hiding from a UK arrest warrant.
Assange's lawyer says the arrest follows a US extradition request. WikiLeaks says Ecuador's decision to allow police to arrest Assange violated international laws. Imtiaz Tayyab is outside the embassy in London. Imtiaz, good morning.
Good morning. Well, a very dramatic scene here outside of the Ecuadorian embassy. Really, the end of a seven-year standoff between Assange and British authorities. British authorities who quickly swept in and took him into custody after the diplomatic protection that he was receiving from the Ecuadorian authorities was revoked. Here's how it all unfolded.
Heavily bearded and handcuffed, the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy by British police, shouting, "The UK must resist." His arrest is 7 years in the making. The 47-year-old had been wanted by British police since 2012, when he skipped bail and sought asylum at the embassy to escape extradition to Sweden on accusations of rape and sexual assault. Swedish prosecutors dropped their investigations, but the WikiLeaks founder told his supporters from the embassy balcony that he still couldn't risk leaving.
He didn't look too good, actually.
No, he did not. He looked like he's been pent up in a single room for 7 years.
Yeah, with a cat. Did you hear about the cat?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, the Ecuadorians basically got tired of him, and they said, "You're out of here." And so they just called the London police and came in and arrested him. And they cut off his internet. He was a mess everywhere. Cat was making a mess everywhere. And they just basically had him hauled out. I mean, he looked like he was kind of one of these guys that live under a bridge or something.
You know, I'm actually torn on Julian Assange. I don't buy the full-throated, like, Mike Pompeo. He's a non-state.
Wait till you hear what Jason Politano has to say about it. Let's do this. Let me go to a break. Coming back, we'll pick back up on Julian Assange.
Oh, he said, "I'll fix you right if you take old Jack, my dog."
The Dan Morris Show.
Take a load off, man. Take a load for free. Take a load off, man. Put the load right on me.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
This is where we are. Let's continue on with CBS talking about Julian Assange.
The war, the proper war, is just commencing. The UK has said it will arrest me regardless.
And that's exactly what happened. His fear now, as then, is that the US government will request his extradition on charges of espionage. WikiLeaks has provoked the U.S. government for more than a decade, leaking troves of classified documents and videos online. In the 2016 presidential campaign came more leaks, thousands of emails hacked from prominent Democrats. U.S. intelligence agencies later concluded Russia had delivered the data to WikiLeaks in an effort to discredit Hillary Clinton, a charge Assange has denied. But in 2017, he said his self-imposed exile has been challenging.
In almost 5 years here in this embassy without sunlight. 7 years without charge. Why my children grew up without...
The UK's Home Secretary Sajid Javid has confirmed that Assange is in police custody and that he will be in front of a judge very soon, adding, and I quote, "No one is above the law."
Interesting here. They're probably going to extradite him back to the U.S. and charge him with the Chelsea Manning 2010 situation. We're going to get into more detail about this. Let's listen to Catherine Harris talking about it earlier today.
According to court documents unsealed this morning, Julian Assange stands accused of one of the largest compromises of classified information in U.S. history. This seven-page indictment alleges that the WikiLeaks founder engaged in a conspiracy with Chelsea Manning, a former intelligence analyst for the U.S. Army, to crack a Defense Department computer network password. The indictment reads in part, quote, at the time he entered into this agreement, Assange knew that Manning was providing WikiLeaks with classified records containing national defense information of the United States. Assange was knowingly receiving such classified records from Manning for the purpose of publicly disclosing them on the WikiLeaks website. According to the Justice Department, the U.S. is seeking extradition. Assange's lawyer issuing a statement earlier today defending his client as a reporter and de facto publisher. Once his health care needs have been addressed, the UK courts will need to resolve what appears to be an unprecedented effort by the United States seeking to extradite a foreign journalist to face criminal charges for publishing truthful information. On the timing, this intersection with the imminent release of the Mueller report was not lost on some lawmakers.
It was a sense that maybe justice will occur. I don't know exactly what that justice will be, but the idea that we'll have the opportunity to question Justin Assange to have to stand for the charges that he's been allegedly to things he's done, I think that's a good thing. And so one is justice. The other thing is that we'll get some information, particularly about Russian involvement in the election.
The indictment does not mention the hacked Democratic emails released by WikiLeaks during the 2016 campaign, but we expect Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report to analyze Russian interference and to what extent Assange and WikiLeaks were an active or a passive player in the email hack.
News 93.1, Dan Moore Show will be back after a bottom of the hour break.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he absolutely believes his campaign was illegally spied on by the FBI.
Hard to believe it could have happened, but it did.
Attorney General William Barr said yesterday there'd be an investigation into that and the origins of the Russia election meddling investigation.
He seems more like the president's press secretary than the attorney general.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer. An attorney who's gone after the president, Michael Avenatti, faces 36 federal criminal charges, including wire fraud.
Related to the theft of millions of dollars from five clients, including a paraplegic man who agreed to a multi-million dollar settlement, but has received only a fraction of the money, despite the fact that Mr. Avenatti received the full settlement amount over 4 years ago.
U.S. Attorney Nicola Hanna in Los Angeles. Avenatti's free on bond. He says he'll fight the charges and looks forward to having the truth being known. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools.
Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting BlueHaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more nice day today. A breezy, warm day. High temperature up to about 84. A good bit of sunshine, but clouds increasing later. I've got the rain chances small at 20% or less today or tonight, so not zero. Tonight's low down to about 64. Tomorrow, small risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area. High temperature in the lower 80s. Saturday, some widely scattered storms are possible during the daytime. High 81. Then scattered thunderstorms Saturday night. Then we have what could be a significant severe weather threat, perhaps, on Sunday, entering the state in the pre-dawn hours of Sunday morning and then moving across the state during the daytime hours, including the threat of tornadoes. So get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Oh, darling, I'm so lonely without you. I can't sleep at night. Always.
Okay, Joey, let's pick up Jason Palatano talking about Assange.
Assange has been arrested in London about an hour and 10 minutes ago, taken into custody at the Ecuadorian embassy where he's been living in refuge since 2012.
Police served Assange with a warrant dating back to 2012, but it's still unknown exactly what it's for.
Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Brent and I have
so
interviewed.
So he was dragged out. We can't use the picture yet, but he was dragged out in cuffs.
He was dragged out because I, knowing him, and of course we all know him, I've interviewed him many times, He's of the belief that if he voluntarily went out or cooperated with them, he might be waiving his claim to an unlawful arrest. So they literally carried him out. He is technically arrested on a bail jumping violation, which is a very, very
because they got rid of the sexual assault in Sweden.
Correct.
But they didn't drop the case. They just rescinded the charges.
So there's no basis to arrest him in London for the sexual assault investigation in Sweden. He apparently has been charged with something in the United States we don't know because of this inadvertent release of a warrant for him. And that is probably the true reason for his arrest. He will probably be extradited here. We will see the indictment and we'll probably have a show trial.
Show trial. Napolitano. By the way, we reported this an hour ago that this could happen. Well, it has happened. White House counsel to Obama, Greg Craig, has been indicted.
What a name.
Greg Craig. I like that. Easy to remember. Easy initials, too. Continue on with Jason Napolitano talking about the arrest and the trial.
Why wouldn't he just give himself up initially and go to trial? Because he hasn't seen his family or his kids for all these years, knowing it's just delaying and delaying.
I have to tell you, in my opinion, Julian Assange is a hero. What he published was truthful information that the American public and the world had the right to see. He's a publisher, just like we are.
Judge, he just exposed State Department secrets the world had no business seeing. When you have private communiques with our officials, they should not be exposed, or else we'll never have private communiques.
I agree with you that that will diminish the private communications. But just as if we, working for Fox News, received secret information. My God, the public has to know this. The person who gave it to us commits the crime. The publisher does not commit the crime.
If he's guilty, will they use him as an example?
I would think so. If he's guilty, I don't think he'll see the light of day again.
So if he's brought to the United States, he's going to say, I can't answer questions about where I got this stuff because I'm protected by your First Amendment.
Correct. So I'm not going to tell you how I got Hillary Clinton's emails, but I got them and we published them.
Right. Ecuador, by the way, said the Ecuador president said, we'll only put you into British custody if you promise not to release him to a third party. It might be just his word that he got from Britain. We'll see what happens.
I don't think that promise is enforceable, bro.
Yeah, he will be in a jail somewhere in the U.S. soon, I think. Let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, Dan. How are you today?
I'm very good. And you?
I'm great.
I don't know how I feel about dueling Assange. I feel like, in some ways, he's a hero. And I don't know much about the information that that was classified information, but I really, as a citizen, appreciate what he exposed when it comes to Hillary Clinton. So it's difficult to know how. I hope, honestly, he hasn't done anything terrible, because I think he opened a lot of eyes that our media would have never allowed to see the light of day.
Yeah, the Snowden one is kind of the pinnacle to me. The Manning situation in 2010, I think it was, that was a little different, because he was basically, and you guys probably remember where they had the video of the attack happening on the car that had terrorist in it with their family.
Right.
And so, you know, that was kind of exposing some things that we were doing wrong. But, you know, the good guys were not doing the right thing.
Right. That's really how I kind of feel about him. He's exposed some things that I felt like needed to be exposed so that we could correct them. And the shape our mainstream media is in, where we really have propaganda from mostly one side versus real journalism anymore. So exposing the truth, for instance, what the Washington Post did years ago, I believe it was with the Nixon.
You talking about Watergate, or are you talking about the Pentagon Papers?
No, the Pentagon Papers. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. That took guts what they did. Mm-hmm. And I feel like what he's done to expose some of the crimes that governments, not just America, but others have done has been important so that we could correct them. So I do have mixed feelings. I do realize exposing classified information can put lives in danger, and that's I hope that didn't happen, but if it's exposing corruption, I'm all for it.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how he's going to handle this. Is he going to consider himself, because he's always said, I'm only a journalist, and as you're going to hear Napolitano talk about, if you give somebody something, they publish it, they're not the person at fault. It's the person who gave it to them is at fault. So that's Chelsea Manning, who, matter of fact, Obama pardoned. And,
right.
And that's where this goes back to, is Chelsea Manning.
Well, it's going to be interesting how it comes out and what how he handles the trial. I hope he has some really good attorney, but for his sake. But I really, and as a citizen,
I noticed, and Joey, I don't know if you noticed this, but I noticed that they instantly, the libertarians of the world, went out and started raising money for him for legal fees.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it was like instantaneous.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when I was sitting there,
I think there's organizations that have actually been raising money for his legal fees for a long time, actually. So I hope that I'm all for the free press, and the last couple of years has opened my eyes to, makes me wonder how much really we don't know that we should know. And because they have really shown their colors with this whole Russia collusion delusion. So it's, I wonder just how much the press has been honest with us.
Well, let me tell you what I think the problem is. It's not that they are not being honest with us. It's what happens is they're lazy as they can be. And what they'll do is they only report something if somebody throws it over the transom to them, and they don't realize that they're being used sometimes in doing that. And they're publishing a story that a bad person within a intelligence community wants out there. And so they'll publish it just like the dossier. They did. That's a kind of a classic example.
And it looks like this indictment is trying to claim that Assange encouraged or conspired to knowingly access a computer without authorization, but
Glenn Greenwald's getting really into this on Twitter. Manning had access. The indictment says that. It claims Assange's efforts were designed to help help Manning cover Manning's tracks, and it seems clear it did not work. It also alleges that he encouraged her to get more, something journalists do constantly with sources, all the time. So, I mean, essentially Greenwald, and I think Greenwald's right about this, they're essentially trying to criminalize what is a normal journalistic practice in many regards, and the most disgusting
Very
part...
Very dangerous.
The most disgusting part is a lot of folks say at NBC News are cheering this like crazy. According to Greenwald, WikiLeaks has broken the biggest stories in the last few decades, or last couple decades, compared to their little cabal up there in Washington, New York. And they don't. And also, you add the Russian conspiracy to it. It's kind of disgusting to see NBC News cheerleading it.
I totally agree. My background is newspaper. That's where I grew up. And I remember real journalism. And
those days are gone.
Yes, they are, and it's sad. And
Anonymous, you mind me asking you, what type of newspaper did you work for? A daily, a weekly, or what?
I have worked for both, actually. I worked here in Montgomery, and Columbus, Georgia, and Moultrie, Georgia.
You know, it is so disheartening to me that you have a Pulitzer Prize winning newspaper, a.k.a. the Montgomery Advertiser, who used to be back during Wall when he was the editor, and Martin was an incredible newspaper.
Yes.
But it's nothing now. It's a zero. It's a rip and read.
Well, I worked there when Hartwell was there, and I thoroughly enjoyed working with him. I learned so much, and it's so sad to see what's happening to journalism and the press. And for, like Joey said, for someone in the industry to advocate the arrest of a journalist doing their job is just unheard of.
So they don't consider him a journalist. That's the problem, because he wasn't giving them any information.
I don't blame them, because it would never seen the light of day.
when you were at the Montgomery Advertiser, was Bill Brown there?
Yes.
Bill Brown is a great guy, and talk about a guy who's saddened by the newspaper industry. Bill Brown is one.
Yes. It just breaks my heart. My mother was in the industry, and my father, so it was kind of a family thing, and I know they've passed away now, but I know that if they were here, they would not believe
this.
Yeah, yeah.
And it really is sad, and I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that honesty and freedom will win out. And I really kind of feel that way with Julian Assange. As long as he did not play any part in stealing those documents, but just putting them out for the public to know, I think he did his job as a journalist and was brave at it, and suffered a lot already for doing it. And so I don't know, like your famous words, we'll see in the fullness of time.
There you go. Anonymous, thank you for the telephone call. I enjoyed my conversation with you.
Me too, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
I get to see you tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have Reed Ingram's going to be with us, and Chris Annan is going to be with us.
Fantastic.
And so I'll see you there.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Anonymous. I know who she is. Greg Craig, ex-Obama White House counsel, is indicted on making false statements to Department of Justice.
Interesting.
Yeah, a grand jury charged him. The former this morning.
Well, and folks, I hope folks aren't falling for it on this Assange thing. And I'll just leave even Julian Assange out of it, though he's the one being made the example of, because I think he's been most successful in sharing things the federal government didn't want shared. But it's when Pompeo gave that speech for the government to go, no, you're not a journalist. You're a non-state intelligence agency. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that should chill everybody.
Well, and there have been so many things that have been leaked to the press that have been put out there that came from intelligence sources
right.
that are out there that had an agenda. This is going to be interesting on the Greg Craig.
Yes, it is, because, it's over Ukraine work?
No, it's actually, yeah, he lied about it in to the grand jury, went before the grand jury, and they indicted him for lying to the grand jury and to FBI.
Hmm.
So there was something he didn't say that was, they said incorrectly.
Interesting.
I know. We'll try to pick up this Catherine Harris story after our top of the hour break. Let me go to Jason Napolitano, who's going to be talking about the Barr comment.
Bill Barr yesterday said spying did occur on the campaign of Donald Trump. The big question, though, Judge, and we've already seen the soundbite, is whether or not the protocols were in place where the Department of Justice followed the rules or did somebody break them?
Okay, so two things. There's another big question. Who did the spying? If the intelligence community, American or foreign, was involved, I don't think we'll ever find out about this. They simply will not let it come to light. When President Trump offered last year to reveal all the FISA information that Strzok and McCabe and those characters gave to the FISA.
The world went crazy.
Correct. He was talked out of it. By whom? By intelligence agencies, domestic, that work for him, and foreign. The other question, the one Steve raised, is intriguing. If they gave garbage information to FISA and FISA gave them a warrant, it is a valid warrant, and the spying, I hate to say this, the spying was lawful. That then is on the fault of the judge who accepted the garbage, who didn't look at it critically.
But it's got to be verified.
Didn't ask questions about it.
That garbage has to be verified.
Yes, and that's what the attorney general said when he said, is there a predicate?
Right.
He meant, was there valid lawful evidence given to these judges, or was it garbage?
If the British helped our intelligence agencies spy on the Trump administration and they don't expose that, it's going to happen again because they're not going to back off. They want Trump out.
Do you really want to open up that can of worms again?
I guess what you say. I got a can opener. I'm willing to use it.
What you say is absolutely correct, Brian. And
thank
if
you.
A foreign intelligence agency did help the FBI spy on President Trump, we'll never know.
You remember, we revealed that almost a year ago.
Right.
Because Jason Napolitano said that as one of those little gold nuggets that we found in a conversation. He said, I think the UK came in through the back door.
And for a little while, he was even sanctioned by Fox News for saying that. He was pulled off the air. And it just makes you wonder, that sort of reaction, who called the head of Fox News? And, I mean, it makes me think Napolitano drew blood there.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. The reaction to Barr that we're going to get when we get into that part of this of the show, these people are going crazy, absolutely crazy about what Barr said. You're going to listen to Morning Joe, and he is just going to take a wrecking ball to a great man. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back after this brief break.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, darling, I'm so lonely without you. I can't sleep at night, always thinking about you.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
If it's electrical, we do it all. We'll be there for you anytime, day or night, and we'll get it done. We'll do it right. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Your new News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are.
If a dream in my heart was gone, heading for a showdown,
I'd be remiss if I did not tell you this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors in the Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. It's always a better buy at Brubaker. Remember, they've got $14,000+ off on Ram trucks. I'd take advantage of that if I were you. If you're in the truck world, go get a Ram. It's considered one of the best. Thank you, Brubaker Motors. Let me do this. We had kind of the church fires down in Louisiana where they made an arrest, and their arrest has a real twist to it. Listen in to the story from CBS.
A suspect is in custody this morning in connection with a series of fires at historically black churches in Louisiana. Police arrested 21-year-old Holden Matthews yesterday. He is a son of a sheriff's deputy in the area where the fires gutted three churches. David Bagno is here with details of that investigation. David, it was a surprise to hear that that was a suspect in the case, who's related to a law enforcement person.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with the mayor of Opelousas, who says I'm so relieved to know that someone's in custody. There's a news conference coming at 10 a.m. We'll find out more. But we can tell you this morning, the suspect's father is the one who helped to turn him in.
We don't want to see any more churches burn.
After those three historic churches were destroyed in just 10 days, Louisiana authorities made a plea to whoever did it.
If you're going to turn to the house of God, turn to it for resurrection, turn to it for forgiveness, and I think that's what it'll give you.
Investigators arrested the 21-year-old suspect Holden Matthews on Wednesday evening. Matthews' social media shows he had an interest in black metal music and is a lead singer for a band called Vodka Vultures.
Okay, Vodka Vultures. Clue number one, keep an eye on this guy.
Well, by the way, in another related story, I follow a publication called Loudwire. It talks about heavy metal and rock music coming out. And one
Loudwire or Livewire?
Loudwire. Okay. And one of the articles they came out with is the lead singer of Blood on the Dance Floor is accused by like 40 women of sexual assault and rape. And you see the image of the guy, he's the lead singer of Blood on the Dance Floor, you're like,
Probably so.
Probably.
Okay, so this is a deputy sheriff turns in his own son, so there was something he was very suspect of.
Yeah,
that's powerful for a dad to do that. So let's continue on with the story.
Records show Matthews lives in St. Landry Parish, where the church is burned, just a few miles apart. Police have not yet revealed a motive. The churches were empty at the time of each fire. No one was hurt. Earlier in the week, the NAACP said the church burnings were domestic terrorism, targeting people because of their skin color and their faith. Attacks on black churches have long been used to intimidate the black community, most notably during the civil rights era. Though police in St. Landry Parish have heightened security at nearby churches, parishioners have not stopped going to church. And all the pastors at all these churches say they will rebuild.
There's still people that need to be helped. There's still ministry that has to be done. So we can't let this setback stop us from doing what God has initially called us to do.
You know, the ATF and the FBI had been brought in to help with this investigation. The mayor even said to me, David, I'm so surprised they made an arrest this quickly. And you guys know I'm from there. That's Cajun country. Yeah, and you might intimidate those folks, but you will not stop them. Yeah. You will not stop them.
That's the fact that his dad turned him in.
Yeah.
A lot of people, Gail, were saying on Twitter, you know, can you believe a father making that decision to turn his son in?
Well, pretty strong. That is very powerful. Yeah. That is Cajun country. There's not far. We would drive by that on the way out to Houston, and there's a famous town not far from there called Muha for Muba. Moo the cow and Ba the sheep, so they call it Muba. And it has some of the best Cajun food around. We would stop in there at this little grocery store thing that was famous for their shrimp poor boys. But that's very serious stuff. And I think what they're going to find out is that this kid was pretty deeply disturbed.
Yeah.
You look at his picture, and he's got that kind of I look that crazy eyes type thing, and you can tell something's not quite right. The elevator's not going completely to the top. But that had to be really tough on that deputy to do that with his son. And I'm not sure what type of special considerations he could get, but I would think they would be very careful of where they would incarcerate him just because he could get hurt very badly in that kind of environment. And those parishes are notorious for kind of some pseudo-ruthless behavior. Okay, so when we come back from our top of the hour break, we're going to get into the whole thing on Barr and how they handle that. And the Dems are going crazy, absolutely crazy. They call Barr all sorts of names here, and particularly Morning Joe. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to our top of the hour break. Another reminder here is Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Two locations on Madison Avenue, one location Bell Road, and then the fourth location in Millbrook behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Great folks. They even find dead rats in your glove compartment and figure out how to get that smell out of there. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Prosecutors in Los Angeles announcing 36 new charges against attorney Michael Avenatti. The lawyer's best known as the former attorney for porn star Stormy Daniels in her lawsuits against President Trump. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says Avenatti faces a lengthy prison sentence if convicted on all charges of bank and wire fraud, tax evasion, and bankruptcy fraud.
Mr. Avenatti would face a statutory maximum sentence of 333 years in federal prison.
Avenatti claims he's innocent of all charges and will plead not guilty. President Trump says he still believes he has a good relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, despite the lack of movement on denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula at their last meeting.
I think it's been very productive, and it really is. It's a step-by-step. It's